Did I give it away or was it persuasion? You all in my space, I owe it. I don't care what you say, I'm loving it this way. I'm hoping that you stay, I owe it. Today we're live once again. I thought this would hold up the burn, but just get settled in if you're joining us live. And for those of you who are going to be listening to my podcast, like I said last time, we fixed the sound. My last Instagram live, the sound was crazy, so we are on the trusted mic now, so you can hear me loud and clear. So welcome everyone to day two of Get In Your Let the Best Man Win energy. I'm really loving this topic. As I said, I've been speaking about this all week to people, and everyone's ears have kind of pricked up, like, oh, you know, tell us a little bit more. So yesterday we were talking about not being afraid to just date more than one person, right? And we were looking at the benefits of that, and we were looking at the wrongness associated with that, or perceived wrongness associated with that when it comes to women, and why it is in your best interest and their best interest that we drop the guilt 100%. It's not serving them, it's not serving you, it's not serving the greater good in any way. It's just a role that we've all thought that we need to prescribe to in order to be the good girls, in order not to hurt anybody, in order for, you know, us to do everything by the book. And it cannot be further from the truth. So today what we're going to be talking about is getting into the energy of really sitting in this abundance of a roster of men being interested in you. So we went from dropping the guilt yesterday, and now we're thinking about, okay, what does that feeling actually look like? Like, what would it actually feel like to have multiple men attracted to me at one point? Now, the way to get into this energy is really, really simple. I have found that in my experience, when you look at your, your menstrual cycle, right? You can see when, for example, your period's gonna come. You can see when you are ovulating. And if any of you have done any of your moon cycle studying and know what it means when you're at different points of your cycle, then you know when you're at your peak, you know when you're at your most attractive. And so one thing that I found 100% effective, and definitely effective for my clients as well, when I mention this, and they're like, oh shit, Rachel, I feel like this is magic. And it's like, no, it's not magic. It's just our natural innate power as women. And unfortunately, we haven't been taught this as well as we should have been throughout the years. But when it comes to our womb space, when it comes to that sacral chakra space that we have between our hips, we can manifest so much. We are such powerful human beings. And so really knowing your cycle can let you know when you can manifest this particular scenario when you're at your peak. So ovulation is normally a really, really great time to really sit into this energy, and you will manifest it so much quicker. Why? Because nature is doing its work. Nature is trying to call in these men. And in general, before this particular training, for example, before you're tuning into this feeling of getting into let the best man win energy, you've just been going through the motions, like, oh, okay, yep, that means my period is due, da 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 da, blah blah blah. But it's a secret power. It's a secret power. Your ovulation period is when you are physically able to birth things into the world so much more easier, so much more seamlessly. And so your homework is to either download an app where you can see when this period is going to be coming, or, you know, I've downloaded an app, or some of you can calculate it yourself. I'm not one of those people. I need an app. I love the Flow app. That's a great app. Not sponsored by them. I'll just leave that disclaimer. But that is a wonderful app in terms of finding out how you're feeling. Like, it would track, like, you're feeling extra sexy today, you know, your sex drive is a little higher today. But anyway, map that out, and that is going to be a really potent time where, when you're getting used to this idea of, okay, I have a roster of men coming my way. I have a roster of men at all times, building those affirmations and really singing that energy until you believe it. When your ovulation period hits, oh honey, I don't know where you're gonna put them all. I don't know where you're gonna put all of these potential guys, honestly. Give it a go this month, and I would love to hear from you and see how that goes. And that whole roster of men, like a little bit about, like on the lines of what we were talking about yesterday, it's not from a superficial place, right? We and yourself, you know, we're busy women. You don't have all the time in the world to be figuring this out. You don't have all the time in the world. You know what's interesting? Like, I was literally just on Instagram scrolling, and I saw this wonderful woman. She was part of Australia. What's that show called? Married at First Sight Australia. She's one of my favorite. Her name is Ella. Check her out. She is the vibe. And she's recently met someone, like, I think within the past year, guys. And they've had a secret wedding literally days ago, and then like been celebrating with their friends, like it was supposed to be like a birthday party, and it's turned into this like wedding reception basically. It's crazy. But it's really interesting because she collapsed time, right? I know for a fact that she did a lot of healing work in Bali, for example. She's done a lot of healing work in general with herself. I believe she had a therapist. And so, and when it came to love, if you tune into the podcast that she's got with Domenica, another star of that same show, they met on the show and they're like best friends. You will hear all of the revelations and all the work that she's been doing during this period in order to manifest this thing. So, and before she met this guy, like, she was dating other guys. So my point is that you as a busy woman, like, you've got things going on, and you would rather have the relationship, you would rather have at least the guy that you're seeing who's got a strong potential now. And that makes total sense. And so if you are not getting into this energy already, or learning how to get into it and mastering it with really practical things, like looking at your menstrual cycle and looking at where your manifestation power is going to be at its peak biologically, then you know, you're slowing yourself down. You're slowing yourself down. Right? As I always say, you know, you need some sort of plan, you need some sort of strategy. And that is a perfect example of using both energetics and biology and having a practical plan. So please go and run with this tip. I can't wait to hear from you guys in the DMs or in emails, wherever it is that you want to come and tell me about how this has worked. Honestly, as I said yesterday, yes, it was only yesterday I was live, that this is a really, really, really potent time. Like, we're in eclipse season. It's going to be a lot of emotions running high during this season. We've got a solar eclipse in 2 days. Just have to check what day it is. Solar eclipse in 2 days. In between eclipse periods, you know, things are, you know, beginning, ending. So this is like a really awesome time. We're, of course, as well in the new astrological year, so there's a lot of opportunities readily available for you in this period. So please run with this particular tip and the tip from yesterday, and let me know how you're getting on. And if you're feeling the vibe, if you're now on day two and you're thinking, okay, you know, I really like these interesting, unique perspectives of how to really call in more men, but of course, men of top quality, then I really think that a soulmate strategy call would be perfect for you. So a soulmate strategy call is where you and I would sit down and have a look at what is going on so far, and above all, what it is that you want, which you may feel like, oh, that's an easy one. You know, women just, you know, I want to settle down and every other woman wants to settle down. But no, we're going to be looking at specifically what it is that you want to call in, because sometimes specificity is the issue that can stop you from getting exactly what you want. You can be as specific as you can, but also be detached as well to let the universe do its thing. So that is the kind of thing that we could talk about in the Soulmate Strategy Call. It's a free call, 60 minutes, and we can devise a very actionable plan for you to start manifesting this stuff in. You know, you can use some of the tips I've just talked to you about in the last 2 days and more. So I'm so excited to speak to all of you. I'm sure that is going to be something that a lot of you are going to be interested in. And if you are, are, then head to, depending on where you're watching, if you're on Instagram, head to my bio, click work with, click the link in my bio. Sorry, let's do it in order. Click work with me, click private coaching, and then that will take you to the Soulmate Strategy Call. At the end of the call, you will be invited to work with me. Of course, why would I not want to explore this further with you? I would love more than anything to be your guide and help you have multiple breakthroughs, not only for April, but for the rest of the year. If at the end of the call, you feel like you still want to think about it and you still want to explore some of the tips that are readily available on my social media, then that is totally fine. Know that when you get on the call, there is no obligation for us to lock in. But I'm sure that the way that the call is going to go with all the tips, like, you are going to be so enlightened and so inspired to take that next step. And I can't wait to see what that is for you. Thank you all. I will see you soon. See you tomorrow even for day 3. So that's the last part of the get into the Let the Best Man Win energy series, but there will be plenty more, don't you worry, for the next 29 days, because we're in 30.